quite impressive. It's sending you a message. I'm gonna make your hairy dreams come true.
My beard,
you know you want it. Now, baby, it's time to get on it. Girl, don't be afraid, 'cause I am bringing my beard to you.
G'day and welcome to the Drunken Beersman Podcast. I'm your host, Drunkle Dan, and joining me as always, the Chaz to my Constantine. It's
JD.
It's been fucking happening, brother.
Not much at all. I don't know whether to enjoy or hate this whole radio thing that's happening right now.
Oh yes, the rodeo is in fucking town.
Fuck it.
Didn't realise how many cowboys are pussies. It's a clean, shaven sea of
pussies. None of them have fucking beards.
I know. Fucking pansies.
I'm disappointed.
Tell you what, the fucking cops are out in fucking force too.
Holy shit.
Oh, fucking, I got pulled up for a fucking speed trap fucking coming home from work last night. Oh, man.
Did he get done or?
Yeah, I got done. Not too much. He's talking to me there. He goes, so, where are you from? I said, oh, I'm just coming home from work. He goes, oh, yeah, what do you do? I said, I'm an arsehole stretcher. He goes, what? I said, I'm an arsehole stretcher. Goes, what the fuck do you mean by that? I said, well, I get an arsehole, right, and I stick my pinky in. I fucking wiggle around till I can slip my other pinky in, and I fucking stretch it out a little bit till I can get two fingers in, and then I stretch it out a bit more until I got both my hands in there. I keep stretching, and I stretch till it's about 6 foot tall. And he's looked at me, shaking his head. He's going, "What do you do with a 6 foot asshole?" I said, "I put him in a blue uniform, give him a fucking speed gun, and put him at the bottom of a hill." Fucking assholes.
Oh, no.
Hey, it wasn't too impressed, but fuck him. Fucking hell, eh? And you had some hijinks at fucking... At ye old fucking Prince site, I heard on Friday.
Oh, don't even get me started.
This story is too good to fucking not tell. Come on.
Just in case they're listening.
Fuck them. Seriously. Gotta tell it. Come on.
Nah.
That's a bit fucked up.
I might get in trouble from work.
For what? There's no names.
I want to say names.
Yeah, well, just call it person of interest.
No.
Fine. God damn it, you suck. So, we've only got the one booze review this week, so we may as well get straight into it. It's time for a booze review.
A booze review!
So, this week, man, I got gifted a bottle of the old Smirnoff Double Black.
Uh-huh.
I guess you can infer from that the old man was up the fucking last weekend.
Yes, I knew that.
Yeah, so I'm not going to go into the history of fucking Smirnoff once again. I have gone into it. Go have a look on the website, which is...
www.thedrunkenbeardsman.com/reviews
if you want to go find that fucking review, which gives a pretty in-depth fucking sort of look on the vodka. History of Smirnoff. Now, this is actually one of their only, I think, ones in Australia that Smirnoff puts out that's actually at 40%.
Really?
Yeah.
That's only at 40%.
Yeah, it is only at 40%. Yeah, no, the blues are their 50. They're the strong ones.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, I do like the bottle, I've got to say. It's a sexy-looking fucking blacky-bluey sort of fucking...
Reminds me of the, it's the same colour as the Galliano bottles.
Yeah, especially if you look at it in the light, you can
see the faint
blue fucking tinge to it. Now, I had to laugh, though, because it says on the around the fucking top of the lid there, made with number 21 vodka, the boldest cut. Apparently it's double freeze filtered with whatever the fuck that means. So yeah, you know, like Smirnoff has got a fucking huge goddamn range of vodka out there. So, and I've got to admit, I don't mind their flavoured ones when I feel like being a little bit of a fucking
fancy pants,
a bit of a 17-year-old girl out on the town. They have got a gold standard, which I haven't tried, mainly because it's Smirnoff. But I'm thinking I might give it a go.
Or Smirnoff tastes like paint thinner.
Well, it's got the, you know, 22 karat gold fucking flakes in it. So I might just...
So does Danziger. So does that fucking Imperial Dragon.
Oh, no. I might build a collection of gold flake fucking vodkas. I don't know, man. So yeah, I hit it with the old man. I got to say, it is a bit better than the usual fucking Smirnoff. I mean, it still smells like fucking paint stripper mixed with arsehole. But it doesn't mix up too bad. I've got to give it credit there. It sort of mixes out rather fucking smooth, which was a bit of a surprise.
Really?
It could have been the bottle of vodka I had before it, but...
Yeah, I dare say it would have been, hey.
I remember it wasn't too fucking bad, actually. So, oh, like I said, it's still got that fucking horrible fucking Smirnoff fucking smell about it. I have a whiff of it.
Go I on. Already did, like 15 times it hurts.
How many nose hairs you got left?
None. Literally, it burns the back of my throat now too.
So this is a bit more of the expensive fare. It is, I think, about almost $50 in town.
For 40%?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, you're paying for the pretty bottle, mate.
Fuck the pretty bottle.
The pretty bottle and, you know, the double black label, because I remember when the ices first came out. You could get your reds or your double blacks.
Mm.
Yeah. They caused a lot of fucking mischief when I was fucking 16 or 17. I'll tell you what.
Well, I paid not quite $40, maybe a little bit less for this McCallum Scotch that I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And it's 40%?
Yeah, well, Scotch has to be 40%. That's regulated. They can't skimp on that. Otherwise, sure. It's just not Scotch. It's whiskey.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah, minimum 40%. So, let's get this out of the road. Salute!
Cheers.
Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
I hate it.
It's still pretty fucking terrible, but...
Tastes like bum.
Yeah.
Not that I know what bum tastes like, it's just a bad analogy I've got.
Hitchhike a bum at that.
One that hasn't showered for 8 days.
And I do know what that tastes like.
Ew.
Long story.
We got time.
You tell your story first and I'll think about it.
Nah. So, I don't want to get in trouble. I like my job.
So, what do you reckon, man? What are you going to give it?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm sure it'd mix down well. Not for $50, for 40%.
Yeah, no. I can't come at it.
It tastes like paint thinner. It burns like not quite as bad as the normal one.
Yeah, it is marginally
smoother.
Which
is more like 37%.
Yeah, 37.5, I do believe.
Yeah. So, it's slightly better, but I'm still going to give this one a B-.
B-?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd...
B- from me.
I'd probably give it the same, I think. Like, it is a little bit, and I do stress, a little bit better than the normal Smirnoff, but for the price of it, you know, and what you're really getting, which is fuck all different, yeah, I've got to give it a B- too. So that's Smirnoff Double Black, Double Chill fucking filtered, gets a B- from the Drunken Bizman in a very rare fucking double down of the ratings.
Yeah, we don't do that very often now.
No,
do
it doesn't happen all that often, no. So I thought, you know, seeing as we've only got one booze review, we'll have a look at a couple of things I come across just randomly in my fucking week.
Yeah, shoot.
Okay, so how is this, right?
Hmm.
Missy the Moggy was left fighting for her life after she was attacked by thugs who doused an antifreeze outside her home in Middlesbrough, as reported by the Metro.
What is fucking antifreeze?
Okay, so antifreeze is what they put in their cars. I mean, our American listeners would know. It's sort of more for the countries that get snow and shit. You put it in your car. I think you put it through your into your water system, and it stops your car from fucking freezing up in the winter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's highly fucking poisonous. So if you were going to kill somebody, it's a pretty effective way. Weakens all the blood vessels in the back of the brain there, and they just sort of go pop.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's obvious as fuck, but still. Yeah. It's worse ways to die. It's sort of like having a fucking stroke or an aneurysm. So, anyway, poor old fucking Missy the cat was in a bit of a bad way by these fucking sick little maggots. So they rushed her to the vet and the vets apparently told her owners that vodka would help break down the poison. So they recommended that this cat was fed half a litre of vodka through an IV drip over 2 days.
Fuck.
So they pulled a Steve-O. Pulled a Steve-O on the fucking cat.
Don't try this at home.
God, I don't know. I'd fucking give it a go.
I'm pretty sure that's the DVD it was.
Yeah. So anyway, despite being pretty much fucking legless for the next 2 days, it worked.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. It completely broke down the antifreeze and the poisons that are in it, and fucking, you know, she apparently tried to get up a couple times, but just, you know, was pissed, so she'd get up.
Fell the fuck over.
Wander around, fucking would. All out of focus and shit. So she would have ended up with one hell of a fucking hangover.
Fucking A.
So, yeah, apparently they use the vodka because the ethanol in it neutralizes the stuff in antifreeze that is actually poison. And considering vodka's basically just ethanol and fucking water,
yeah,
it's the purest way you can fucking do it without actually having a bunch of ethanol on hand, which in today's world you wouldn't fucking really want to have anywhere near you anyway if you're a business.
No, you wouldn't.
So yeah, no, look, that's fucking cool. So there you go, kids, if you ever fucking get accidentally drink some fucking antifreeze, just go get yourself a nice big bottle of vodka and smash it. Fuck it, get two.
Fucking drip it, why not?
Yeah. Now, other thing I found, I love reading articles like this. They're sort of, yeah, life hack fucking articles and shit that you get.
Yeah.
I know the crazy Russian scientist has got a couple of videos on the uses, many different household uses for vodka. But because I couldn't be fuck transcribing the whole fucking, I think it's about half an hour of shit all up, I thought I'd run through 13 different little uses you can use vodka for.
Nice.
So you can use it to take the itch out of poison ivy. Not really something we fucking have to suffer with here, but there you go.
What's the closest thing to poison ivy here?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Not even lantana?
No. We don't really have it over here, which is good.
What, it's lantana?
Really, no, we've got lantana. We've got fucking shit tons of everywhere. But no poison ivy. But apparently if you rub up against it, pour some vodka on the area and it'll wash away the... Now, here we go.
The little bristle shit?
No, because there's an oil on it that makes you fucking itch. It's called urushiol oil? Something like that. Fair enough. Yeah. You can also use it to freshen fabric. So vodka. So they reckon if you put it in a spray bottle and spritz your funky smelling furniture and cloths and hang it outside to sort of dry, it kills odor. Just in case, you've got a shit ton of vodka and no bicarb soda, I suppose.
Cool. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I have heard this one a few different times. You can use it to make a shampoo. You sort of, they reckon you add an ounce of vodka to 12 ounces of your regular shampoo and your hair will shine. Brings back the shine to your dead and lifeless hair.
I wonder if we can add it to beard oil.
You know what? We might just fucking do that.
Because you and I have been talking about doing that sort of shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody seems to be jumping on the bandwagon. Although, yeah. I've seen another fucking peak beard article today.
What?
Oh, fucking, it's time to shave and shit because the time of the beard is over and the time of the hipster apparently is coming to an end.
You know what? Just because the hipster's coming to an end doesn't mean beards are fucking over.
Well, that's exactly right.
Everywhere through history, no matter what fucking century nor fucking decade, nor year for that matter, there's always been millions of people with beards.
And you know what? I actually celebrate the peak beard being achieved. You want to know why? Because we're going to lose all these fucking fairy little fucking hipster fucking skinny jeans.
Don't deserve
fucking
that beard.
Block glass wearing fucking hairstyle and fucking beard garden wearing fucking...
Fucking vest wearing.
Fucking... Hey, leave the vest alone, fuck ass.
Fuck you.
But yeah, finally it's going to go back to the domain of the real man and not just these fucking... pissant little pretenders.
Yeah.
So I welcome the big beard being achieved because fuck them, that's why.
Well, whether it's achieved or not, it's going to come back eventually.
Mm. Well, that's exactly
what's
right.
What's the age old saying? What's been done?
Everything that it's happened before and it'll happen again.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it mangled the Battlestar reference, but that's okay. So you can also use vodka to remove mold. Which is a bit of a fucking no-brainer, I think. You get these dicks and scrub it and scrub it. It doesn't really kill anything. But, a bit of vodka on old mold apparently fucking clears it right up. See, I always tend to use vinegar, but I wonder if it would be
used as a paint thinner while you get mold off walls.
Smirnoff certainly could.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not Smirnoff. It's not quite strong enough, but...
Smirnoff smells like it.
Yeah, smells business. Now, this one I had to laugh.
Mm.
It soothes tooth pain.
Of course it does.
Yeah, yeah. A quick swish of vodka will temporarily disinfect and numb the area. As if that hasn't been fucking thought of or used before. Fuck, I remember when I was teething. Fuck, I did it with my own fucking kids. Just a fucking dab of the fucking finger in a fucking bit of rum or vodka and just rub it along the gums. Mm. Fucking kicks the shit out of Bongella, I tell you that. And they sleep well. So you can also use it to clean your windows.
Oh, yeah.
You can dilute it 50-50 with some water and fucking spray it on and clears it right up. No streak marks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, this
There's
actually
no
does
soap work. Or anything in it.
I have done this when I was being fucking stupid because I had mass amounts of that Ruskov shit.
Yeah.
Ugh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, 1 litre bottle only fucking $30. I'll give that a go. Yeah, no. Fucking only full bottle of vodka I've ever seen freeze in a fucking normal household freezer.
See, it wasn't for proper vodka then.
No, it's just weak and impure. You can also use it to preserve flowers. Just a couple of drops of vodka in your vase.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, I've seen this with coffee. If you feed your plants coffee, they flourish. Fucking absolutely love it, man. I don't know what it is, whether it's the caffeine or something else in it. Only problem is, once you start giving them coffee, you can't stop. They'll be dead in 2 days. But yeah, it does fucking work.
See, I drink the expensive-ish coffee, so I wouldn't waste my coffee on that shit.
Yeah, it's more just like the bottom of your cup. Like, if it's gone cold, you just tip it in.
What, with milk as well?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah. Maybe some milk, I don't know.
Maybe.
Fuck it. You can also use it to clean your diamonds. Once again, it's all sort of obvious sort of shit when you think about it, because, yeah, I mean,
it comes down to
the ethanol and the alcohol content. Is what does it. Yeah. Now, this I found interesting. It reduces swelling. So what you make it, because you can make your own cold packs with vodka. Right. Yeah. You mix it about half and half vodka and water, and you throw it in the freezer, and if it's decent vodka, it'll kind of freeze, but it won't freeze.
It'll turn into that fucking slush. Chunky gel shit.
Yeah, it turns into a fucking slush, which, did you know the real cold packs are urea?
The fuck's urea?
It's a fertilizer that goes boom, boom when you mix it with diesel.
Nice.
It's also a fucking bug repellent, which might explain why I don't get touched during the fucking summer by mozzies and shit. You can apparently prolong
seeping through your holes. Yeah,
that and all the garlic, brother. I'm telling you, I did not get touched. It also prolongs razor life.
Really? Like, as in shaving razors?
Yeah, you shave.
That's got nothing to do with us.
Well, no, but you know, for the ladies out there,
for the ladies,
we've got to have at least one fucking lady listener,
except for the bearded ones.
Well, even then, you know. But you know, if you ever do feel it, and I suppose it works with any metal, I suppose too, like. Because, once again, it comes down to the disinfecting power of fucking vodka. This is the whole reason. Like, you think about what you can use with disinfectant, vinegar, or a cleaning agent. You can basically use vodka for the same thing.
See, therein lies a problem, because I wouldn't justify spending $30 to buy a fucking 700ml bottle of vodka to mix and match and whatnot to use it as a disinfectant or cleaning agent, where I can spend $4 and get a bottle of cleaning agent.
Yeah, but
it works the same.
Because, I mean, it also makes a pretty good shoe shine as well.
I know, it's a lot safer. I guess it's a lot more safer for the kiddies rather than poisons and fucking soaps and shit. But still, I can't justify spending that much money on.
Yeah, it's also quite.
Unless
handy.
You made your own, that'd be all right.
Well, if you made your own, yeah. And also, I mean, like, if you're stuck.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it I can suppose. Come in handy, like, you know, because it's a deodorizer.
I don't really
well.
Keep vodka on hand, though.
Well, see, I do, so.
No, I mean, like, mine's drank. I don't keep any. Except for the shootouts.
Yeah, well.
That's the only reason I keep them.
Yeah, and, yeah, you don't really want to be using any of the $60 fucking vodka.
No. But on that note, stay tuned for next week, because we'll have a fucking vodka shootout.
Yeah, B2Log.
Has been. Fuck, it's been like 2 months since we've had a shootout.
Yeah, well, it's been a month since we've really been in the same fucking room together, so.
Yeah, except for last week.
Yet I'm still looking into the whole voiceover IP sort of fucking shit. So that was our bit of booze news and review for this fucking week. And did you read about the controversy surrounding the fucking WMBC or the World Beard and Mustache Championships?
No, I didn't.
Fuck me, man. I only fucking found out about this today, and Jesus Christ, it's looking messy.
When was that?
It hasn't started yet.
Hasn't it?
No, I think it's starting this week. Or something like that.
Oh, I thought there was one just recently. It might have been in the UK, maybe.
Well, okay, so there was one last year.
Yeah.
Now, this is a biennial fucking competition, which means it happens once every 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that there was one last year and one this year might give you a bit of a hint to what the controversy is over.
People can't grow beards big enough?
No, well, okay, so this year's championships, if they can be called that, are being held in Portland, Oregon.
Or is it the same person with the same amount of beard that's going to win?
No, there's a bit of a dispute over the legitimacy of this particular championship.
Really?
Yeah, the World Beard and Mustache Association has come out and said it's not a legitimate fucking competition, and this competition has no power whatsoever to grant the titles associated with having the best beards and mustaches in the world.
Really?
Yes.
I thought they'd be embracing it.
No,
like everyone else does.
Okay, so I'm going to get into this, right?
Yeah.
So the man at the center of all this controversy is an American by the name of Phil Olson, right? So we'll get to him in a fucking minute. He's the fucking crack, right? So the World Beard and Mustache Championships first come to being, or the first modern one, was in 1990 and put out by the first Hofner Beard Club out of Germany.
Mm.
Right, so by 1995, the rest of Europe had got into action and making it a global comp, and they decided it was going to be held in a different place each year. Now, in 1999, a young fellow by the name of Philip Olsen attended, and while he was impressed with the competition itself, he was apparently a bit pissed by the lack of American participation. So when he got back, he formed the first beard team USA and set about building a world-class beard team. So from what I can gather, or what I've read into it, shit started to fucking happen in about 2003,
where that was
the first year that the competition came to the States, but it's also the year that Phil Olsen reckons he come up with the title World Beard and Mustache Championships. It's also the same year he got a trademark granted through the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
For the name.
For the name. For the title of the competition itself. Now, this comes
in... So, what was the title of the competition beforehand?
Well, what do they call themselves? The WBMA reckon it's always been called that since at least 95, if not before. But he was the one who got the trademark for it. So, this is going to come into play soon. Yeah?
Okay.
So... the real fucking shit started when, and this must have only happened just last year, when the American team was denied voting membership into the WBMA, or the World Beard Mustache Association, as they didn't meet the definition of a beard club, so to speak. See, over in Europe, the beard clubs or beard groups, they've got, you know, you've got to fill out an application process, you've got to pay charter dues and fucking fees and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
Whereas in the American clubs, they don't really have a fucking member list, and they don't charge anything. It's all free and open and shit like that. So to the Europe-based fucking association, that's not a club, therefore it's not eligible.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. So at this point, old Philly fucking has gone, well, you know what? Fuck y'all. And he decided to throw his own world championships in the off year. So in the middle years between the normal ones. So now the fucking World Beard and Mustache Association has decried the comp as a fake, but like I said, they're fucked because from a legal standpoint...
he's got the patent for it.
He's got the trademark for the title World Beard and Mustache Championships. So basically what's happened is the fucking WBMA has come out. They've convinced quite a few sponsors actually to drop out of the event. And... I think all of the Europe clubs and a fair fucking chunk of the American clubs have also boycotted the competition.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's not the fucking original, supposedly legitimate competition.
Yeah, I can see where that's coming from, but given the fact that it's Americans pulling out of it, I thought they were...
Well, you can't really have... really tight. Two fucking competitions under the same fucking thing, because then it throws a cut. Because if... One year at the original, you know, the championships that's got the 20-25 year old history.
Yeah.
If they win in one competition but they don't win at the other and another dude wins, which one of those is actually got
the title?
The title of world's best fucking full beard or Alaskan beard
or
whatever. So you know what I mean? It throws the whole fucking thing into light. So, you know, the WBMA is really fucking pushing the boycott angle. Mm. It's still going ahead. Like, they've obviously got enough to go as a competition, and you know, to enter the original World Beer Championships, there's no entry fee. As long as you can turn up and register, you're fine. Whereas old buddy charges you $40 to compete.
Really?
And $10 entry if you don't. So
there's always one that fucks it for everyone, doesn't it?
Well, see, I could see it all coming to head in 2017. Because that's the year that the first World Beard Mustache Championships are coming back to America.
Because
they plan to hold it in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Now, because old Phil owns the fucking title...
rights to it, yeah. They'll have to change the name.
Well, will they? Is he really going to be that much of a fucktard?
I reckon he will.
Because he's got every legal right to sue them for using that title, in America at least. Because you know how America works. This is America and their trademark and copyright.
The fucking trademarking. When did he register the trademark?
2003. First year he come over to the States, he's like, I'll take that title.
All right, so since 2003. I can see where it's coming from. I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah, this has been the fucking big thing.
This has boggled my mind right now.
Yeah, hey, like, it's a fucking beard competition. Who the fuck would think there'd be this much shit? Like, because I've thought about entering a couple because my beard's starting to get along nicely now. You know what I mean? And I've thought about getting into it because it's not as fucking closed and secular as, well, I thought, as, you know, like your car shows or fucking... Yeah, your pet shows, whatever the fuck happened. Yeah. It just seemed like a lot of fucking bearded blokes getting together having a good time. But now you've got this schism that's occurred, once again caused by America swinging the dick and thinking it's the biggest. and I don't know, it puts the whole fucking thing under a fucking shady light. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's fucked.
That's wrong, man. I'm not fucking happy about it.
I don't know how the WBMA didn't register the trademark worldwide in the first place.
Because who the fuck is going to come out and go, well, we're going to start our own world championship?
But in a world of fucking trademarks and fucking legal shit, and you can sue someone for fucking breathing on you, wouldn't you want to cover all your bases?
Like, I get the idea I get from this,
like,
is...
Here's a perfect example, right? I've been reading on fucking about EDM. Dead Mouse. Fucking multi-million-dollar fucking DJ, right?
Yep.
Registered in pretty well every single country. He's got... Have you seen his fucking helmet? This is his gimmick, right?
He's got a mouse head. Shit. Yeah.
It's similar, but it's not the same as the Mickey Mouse trademark.
Yeah.
Right? His head's bigger, ears are smaller, but usually got a fucking chunk out of one ear, and it's got like a smiley face on it.
Yeah.
Now, he's having big troubles with Disney right now in the US over this trademark, because he's gone and said, look, I want to trademark this, and Disney's just put out, gone fucking bam. No, it's too similar to the Mickey ears. And yeah, it's an ongoing battle for like the last fucking couple of months.
It's
fucking stupid.
Well, the same thing happened to Jack White with his band, what are they calling it? Saboteurs?
I think it sounds...
Because when they come to Australia, there's already a band over here called the Saboteurs, and they trademarked the name.
Uh-huh.
So it all went to court, and they were like, no, well, fuck you. We've been called this for fucking all longer than you have.
Yeah.
So in Australia and Australia only, it's called Raconteurs or fucking Burger King.
Yeah.
Because when McDonald's come to Australia, they called it, they brought Burger King as a trading name just to fuck up Burger King. So over here, we don't have Burger King. We got Hungry Jack's. Well, like McDonald's, not McDonald's, I think it's Coke owns the color red.
Or that particular shade red.
Yeah, and Cadbury owns the color purple. How the fuck you can own a colour, I don't know. But yeah,
that'd be the same as the Facebook blue and the fucking Twitter blue.
I'd say so, yeah.
Because they've definitely got their own hexadecimal fucking colour.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the thing I get is this, the thing that fucking bugs me is I get the feeling that, well, not the feeling, this is what I've read into it, right? Mm. The WBMA and the first Höfner Beard Club coming out of Germany, right? It's a bunch of enthusiasts getting together and celebrating all their beardly goodness. See, right? And having fun.
Reminds me of the fucking, like, the whiskey championships and the bourbon championships. Just a bunch of fucking enthusiasts getting together and
celebrating
their
together.
Fucking alcohol.
Yeah, without so much the fucking prestige outside that certain group. So I can see why they wouldn't bother to go around to every country in the world and trademark a fucking name, because, A, what's wrong with the fucking way we're doing it in the first place?
Yeah.
B, we were doing it first, so fuck you, have the respect.
Yeah.
And C, the Germans will get you. You know what I mean? Like, fuck
the
me.
The Germans are coming.
The Germans are coming, Mickey. So, you know, it annoys me that this shit has happened, because it's cast a pall on the whole thing, especially with cunts talking about, you know, it's fucked. I don't like it.
Nah, you know.
Fucking.
You know what? Even if it does go ahead or to head in 2017... If it all blows out of proportion and fucking cluster fucks up, I reckon the original WBMA are just going to boycott America straight up.
Well,
Phil Olsen can just have his own fucking shit in America.
Yeah, well, when your own countrymen are saying saying to you that you're doing the wrong thing,
by boycotting your
competition that you started because fucking of some dick who did something he thought was for the best.
Yeah.
If he had any fucking respect or fucking forethought, he'd go, all right, okay.
You know what? He's not a true beardsman. Fuck it.
No, well,
I said it. Fuck him.
That's the thing, man.
Fuck everyone that's following him. They're not true beardsmen. Well, I mean, a beardsman to me is an enthusiast that loves beards, full stop, regardless of fucking legal shit or anything.
Yeah, like, fair enough. You, and that's the thing. It's not so much fucking they're not true beardsmen. It's that American fucking ego getting in the road of something that doesn't require ego. Like,
but that's
take,
what I mean.
Take pride in your beard.
There's an ego and a certain ego level and pride level. I'm leaning towards more pride and enthusiasm over beards that shouldn't be overtaken by an egotistical fucking fuck-knuckle like Phil Olsen.
Exactly. This, I think, is the fucking spirit of the original fucking championship.
Yeah, exactly.
Pride in your beard and the love of the beard and being able to get together with fellow fucking men who feel the same way.
Yeah, admire how the fuck they grow beards.
And admire the fucking the effort and the work they've taken to...
And the patience.
To grow a majestic fucking beard. Why the fuck you got to bring politics into it? Because that's all this is. Fucking politics. We're American. We deserve a voting fucking seat. Fuck me. No, you don't. You know what? The fucking Europeans got there first, so fuck y'all. You know what I mean? Like, God damn it. It's not like the WBMA's got WMA's fucking hidden away and they want to fucking say how to fucking use them. It's a fucking beard competition, for fuck's sake. And, like, the thing is, the dude's been running national comps since fucking 2010.
Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fucking be happy with your national competitions. Be happy that you're fucking getting together with fellow fucking beard aficionados. You know, fellow fucking what's the term? Poganologist?
Is it?
I think so. Poganography. Oh, I don't know. Lover of beards. And just be fucking happy with
my,
it.
That shows my maturity level.
Yeah, you fucking child. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Fuck you. Anyway.
So I see that. I wasn't enraged. Like, it's not something you get terribly angry about, but it's disappointing.
It is very disappointing.
I'm disappointed, I think. It
goes against everything that, for me and I'm sure you, is a true, like, fucking beard enthusiast.
As an open letter to Phil Olsen, I don't hate you, mate, because I don't know you, but I hate what you're doing.
You're just stop being a fuck knuckle.
And I'm not even angry. I'm just disappointed. At the end of the day, I'm just really disappointed. That you got to drag politics into something that has no fucking market for politics at all. Now, fucking, while we're on the note of getting a little bit worked up about shit,
yeah,
I hear you've got a bit of an issue over this Doctor Strange fucking debacle.
I do. Those that follow us on Twitter and Facebook would know. I posted the other day about... It's not necessarily this Doctor Strange thing in particular, because there's another movie out there that's going on about it as well, Ant-Man. This whole rumor thing.
Yeah.
Now, regardless of where it starts, regardless of fucking who starts it and fucking rah-rah-rah, it's the people that carry on with it. Pretty well every fucking 2 to 3 days for the last couple of weeks I've read on certain websites, there's a new contender for Doctor Strange.
Yeah. It's Ant-Man all over you. What the fuck's going on with Marvel at the moment, man? They've just, like, fucked the pooch.
Instead of trying to get your fucking marketing up and rah 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 and whatnot and making rumours and following on with them, get your fucking facts straight. I, for one, aren't looking for rumours because I know they can be debunked very fucking quickly. I'm looking for facts.
And it's a consequence of the internet age where fucking everything's instant.
Yeah.
That if someone...
It sucks.
You know, if someone farts at Marvel... It gets reported 6 ways from Sunday and goes from a fart to a fucking some cunt getting cast in this movie or that movie, it seems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which it's really disappointing, hey? Like, it not only that, it's annoying as all shit.
Yeah, it is.
Like, in this instance, what is there? There's fucking... I'm not sure who the latest one is, but they've gone through Jake Gyllenhaal, Ethan Hawke, Oscar Isaac, Jared Leto, fucking Matthew McConaughey, Ewan McGregor and Ryan Gosling and fucking Joaquin Phoenix.
See, at least 2 or 3 of those you can pin to Star Wars as to why the fuck that was never really an option anyway. Especially with all this talk of him. Ewan McGregor's a good one. Because, like, I mean, Oscar Isaac, he's already locked down for Star Wars. That's going to fucking happen regardless.
Joaquin Phoenix was never going to do it.
Stupid fucking rumor to start with. Joaquin Phoenix, like, even though he would make a pretty decent fucking Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
He's not the type of person I can see willing to lock himself into, you know, these huge fucking massive deals and getting associated with a character like that. Not because he doesn't like the character, but because it's a big thing to pigeonhole yourself with.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, even Ewan McGregor, like, with all the talk recently of the Kenobi movie, or now Kenobi trilogy, from what I hear.
Yeah.
you know, I can see him going, yeah, nah, maybe just in case I get the phone call. You know?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or if he's even fucking, there's been some sneaky, shady fucking secret squirrel talks even. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Because I'd love to see a fucking Kenobi movie. He did it so well.
Oh, yeah.
By far, one of the best things about them.
Not sure prequels. About Phantom Menace. Because that whole movie just fucking sucked.
No, well, he was a stand... Like, him and old fucking Liam Neeson were a standout in that fucking movie. But, I mean...
Liam Neeson, oh.
Like, I've always got a soft spot for it because I went and seen that in cinemas. Like, it's the only Star Wars I've ever seen in the fucking cinemas. And I was at the age that they were trying to market to.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've got a soft spot for him, you know. But, like, he was a standout in all three of them fucking movies. Him and fucking Ian McDiarmid, as far as I'm concerned, with a fucking reason to love them fucking movies in general. You know what I mean?
And a reason to love the fucking future ones too, hopefully.
Yeah, so...
But yeah, no, that was my point. I've got a massive problem with the fucking whole instant internet fucking rumour shit that floats the fuck around and gets fucking promoted and shit. It sucks. It's annoying.
It is annoying.
Just plain and simple. It's annoying as all shit.
Yeah.
I got sick of looking at it. Same as I got sick of looking at reading anything about Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I'm done with that movie until it comes out.
And I mean, I've got no problem with spoilers or potential spoilers or anything like that. Just because I'm more of a journey instead of a destination type of guy.
Yeah.
So I don't mind the spoilers, but this constant flip-flopping shit, it annoys the piss out of me.
Yeah. And when they don't even know they've been fucking rumoured.
Yeah, half the time they don't. Yeah. And that's the fucking problem.
It's fucking stupid, man. It's,
you know, half the time, especially with these internet fucking rumors or potential spoilers and shit. Yeah. I mean, it depends where you get your work from, your news from too. Like, there are legitimate fucking news blog sites out there that aren't necessarily trades who do some solid reporting. Like, Latino Review's always good, and Schmoes, no.
Yeah.
Even though old Mark
Rollins. Haven't they built a fucking empire?
Ugh, they're the goal, bro. They're
coming,
the fucking
coming
goal.
From fucking Toad Hop.
Even before Toad Hop, man, like, those two dudes, Mark and Christian, started... with a fucking karaoke set up, sitting on a locker in a fucking spare bedroom, and now they've built this fucking empire. And it
so
really...
So there's hope for us?
Yeah, that's the fucking plan. You know. No, serious, they are, like, I know this sounds a bit fucking cocksucky, but they're the fucking goal. They're the model I'm fucking working off, you know what I mean?
They're because, the benchmark.
You know, well, Kevin Smith, he has built a fucking podcasting empire. But that motherfucker was already famous. Like, let's face facts.
He was rich
already. He had a fucking inbuilt following.
I love your work, Kevin Smith, but fuck you.
Well, no, fuck you even. Like, good on him. You know what I mean?
No, it's a good fuck you.
But, yeah, he had it relatively easy because he had a cult following anyway. And, I mean, that's the thing with Kevin Smith. You either love him or hate him. And the fuckers who love him...
Oh, fuck yeah.
...will follow him to the fucking depths of fucking hell because he is fucking great at what he does.
And the fuckers that hate him will push him.
Yeah, if you get him, it's fucking brilliant. If you don't get him, well, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, that's his whole attitude now, anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see he's come... he's not fucking... Like, it sucks that he feels the way he does with Tusk. Like, he had high hopes for it, but he didn't hang everything on it.
Well, he...
Much like he did... movie...
Zack and Miri Make a Porno.
Yeah, that's the one.
But I mean, like, Tusk is a fucking case study in fucking how to do the indie movie thing. And just even as an inspirational story, like, from a podcast came a fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
he openly said that you can literally hear the fucking... The cogs working in his head and the point of, like, fucking...
The point of conception.
This is going to fucking... Yeah.
Whereas Christian Harloff and Mark Ellis of Schmoes, no, they literally started from nowhere and nothing. And I think it's been 7 years or something like that from their first fucking review on YouTube. And they are to date the only YouTube reviewers that are certified fucking critics with the main body over there and on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay. They're the model to fucking try and follow, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Well, like I said, that's the benchmark.
Yeah, and they were the
fucking high benchmark, but fuck it.
And they were the first podcast I ever started listening to, actually.
Yeah, well, you fucking dragged me into it with them.
Yeah, the first three, because I listened to... First podcast I ever listened to was Penn Sunday School, Schmoes No, and Skeptic's Guide to the Universe.
Yep.
Three brilliant fucking podcasts. That's what started me on this fucking kick that's led to me doing my own. So, yeah. But anyway, we're getting a little bit off topic.
Sorry.
And fucking... We promised it last week, so we may as well get into it now. May as well get some happiness into this fucking dreary and dejected fucking subject. DC released its fucking slate, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah, something like that. They've finally jumped on the fucking bandwagon, I guess you could say. The fucking Marvel bandwagon.
And didn't they fucking release this fucking news right? Like, instead of just going, oh, we're going to do some movies.
It's going to be like this. This is what they're going to be called.
They released their full slate for like the next 6 fucking years. Not only the movies, the dates, the release dates, but also fucking the leads in fucking all but, I think, 2 of them.
And it's fucking ambitious, isn't it?
Oh,
not only the fucking the DC fucking branded content, but Warner Brothers in general.
Mm.
Like, they've got 3 Lego movies, the fucking Ninjago, Batman Lego, and Lego Movie 2.
God damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I missed that news completely. I knew Lego 2 was happening, but that was...
Yeah, I'm not too keen on Ninjago, because I was never really a fan of Ninjago Lego.
No, I'll give the hour and a half long fucking advertisement a go, fuck.
Oh, yeah, I will.
They did quite well, I thought.
Batman Lego movie, I'll be interested to see fucking if they get Will Arnett back into it.
Oh, well, I hope so, man.
He was fucking awesome.
I wouldn't like to see him in a...
I only work in black and really, really dark grey.
Hey, babe. The song shows how creative and different I am. No, like, to be honest, I can't imagine Will Arnett in an actual Batman role. Like, a proper
No.
He fucking... Lego Batman, yeah, no. He fucking kills it.
And what else was I reading? Yeah, the fucking... The DC slate. It's
just in general, man. I fucking
Want to jump in the fucking Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah.
The kind of
Harry Potter fucking
Harry Potter expansion
continuation, whatever the fuck. Oh, I know. And there's going to be a bunch of Harry Potter shit because they're releasing, I think it's 7 or 8 fucking short films.
Oh, about Harry Potter.
Set in the Harry Potter universe, at least.
Oh.
It's kind of fucking, yeah.
I liked it after.
Just flog that dead horse just a little bit more, love.
No. I kind of liked it after he learnt how to fucking act.
That's a bit mean, bro.
Well, come on.
He was a fucking
kid. They pulled
him
from a fucking cinema and said, "You look like you can play Harry Potter." Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
I know, but he's a fucking...
She went to the fucking cinema and saw this kid.
He's a fucking kid. Jesus Christ.
There's kids out there that can act better.
Oh, that fucking little girl from fucking Intruders. God damn, that freaked the shit out. She's a freaky little kid, ain't?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to watch that fucking
series. There are really fucking good kid actors.
No, I know, but Jesus Christ, it's a bit fucking harsh.
Nah, the...
Baller counts,
what's harsh is fucking the original Harry Potter movie. That's harsh.
Oh, come on now.
Nah.
Don't be like that.
I'm a fan of fucking... What's his name? Daniel...
Radcliffe,
that's the one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Horns, eh?
Ah, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. It's looking sick. And it's a great book, too.
Well, I love how he's... shaked the Harry Potter kind of...
He's done it quite well. Like, his first thing outside of Harry Potter he did, he stripped naked on stage. He's like, yo. Hey,
Harry Potter. I'm here, Harry bitches. Potter naked, bitch. He's
like, yeah, Harry Potter wouldn't do this, motherfuckers. What is it? Woman in Black? That was a fucking decent movie, too. Quite fucking enjoyed that.
So, yeah, I like how he's spanned away from fucking Harry Potter. Because not a lot of people... can say they can have or can do that.
Yeah. Rupert Grint tried, and God damn it, there's a couple movies that he's done that I've really fucking enjoyed, but he's never really taken off. And, what's her fucking name? Oh, Hermione.
Oh, fucking Emma Watson.
Emma Watson. She's, like, gone the whole fucking humanitarian fucking...
Good on her.
...route, which, yeah, good.
There's
got to
be a half-decent fucking role model for... young women out there.
Yeah,
so why not be
good,
her?
Good for her. Fuck it. Why not? Yeah,
I'll high five that bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, back to fucking DC.
Yeah, I had to hold my tongue there for a minute.
Yes. You were going to say it on the ass, weren't you?
No, I'm not going to tell you what I was saying. It was wrong. It was just wrong.
She's of legal age.
It was still just wrong. No. So... I was a little bit fucking surprised to see they cast Ezra Miller as The Flash.
See, I'm not, because CW did own the rights to Grant.
No, not
and
that
be
they
like,
didn't.
Nah.
Not that they didn't use Gustin Grant, because that was never going to happen. But just
him. It'd be fantastic if it did.
Him in general, like, he hasn't been in a lot. I do like what I've seen him in. Like, he was in Perks of Being a Wallflower, and We Need to Talk About Johnny, I think, is the title of it. And he is a flipped-out little motherfucker. So I was a little bit surprised that they cast him, like, not the whole he's openly gay shit, because I couldn't give a fuck about that. I just didn't see him as a fucking Flash, but fuck, I'm down, because he's a good fucking actor.
So he's got... They're looking for the jawline.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's pretty well all they're looking for.
Oh, I don't...
And unfortunately... Like, I've to be fair, I haven't seen him in anything.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck he is.
No, he's a decent little actor. Fucking... These movie choices thus far don't really lend themselves to a fucking Flash, but... Fuck, I'm down.
All right, well, if they think they can fucking pull it off...
Yeah, well...
fuck it. Eh. Why not?
Oh, I suppose, I mean, it does quite a city with the whole... Comic books are serious. We're not joking. There's no jokes. We're all serious. We're Nolanizing this shit.
Apparently. But anyway, the fucking... So the first one that's coming out in 2016 is obviously Dawn of Justice.
Mm.
Which is fucking... Between that and Star Wars 7... Oh,
it's a golden year for fucking movies, I'll tell you that.
No, not only that, Star
Wars
comes out
next
year.
Star Wars is 2015. What are you on about?
No, just recently. Neither of them can keep their fucking shit under wraps.
Yeah,
all these leaks and fucking people giving away shit.
I don't know. JJ's doing pretty good.
Oh, actually, have you seen the latest fucking concept art on all their...
Nah, I've kind of fucking had a bit of fucking rumor overload.
Have you? No, it's not rumor, though. It's all the fucking concept... All the official concept art that's come out.
Yeah, I'm still fucking...
With the fucking... Chrome Stormtrooper, yeah, and a couple fucking of fucking sweet. Like the Millennium Falcon and fucking Darth Vader and a couple of the scenic kind of shit.
Yeah.
And action sequences.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I've just had a bit of an overload. I've had enough. Just for a little while.
Poor Drunkle Dan.
Yeah.
Dan's focusing on the beard.
Yeah, I am.
It's all about the beard.
I've got to. Fucking got it. I was surprised they're doing Suicide Squad so fucking early.
I know.
That was a bit of a shock, man. Like, because I'm aware of comics and the various properties and shit, but I'm not, like I said, because I don't live anywhere near a comic book shop. But, you know, Suicide Squad's always been a concept that's intrigued me, and just the fact that they would, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, that shit so quick is ambitious. He's fucking ambitious. Like
for them to put out fucking that and Batman vs Superman in the same year.
Well, yeah, do it two movies a year in the first place is pretty fucking ambitious.
I only just noticed that two movies a year.
Yeah, two movies a year. Fuck, but yeah. Just bringing out fucking Suicide Squad so fucking quick. Like, that's a risky fucking ballsy move, I've got to say.
Especially, well, they've got to catch up to Marvel.
Well, I mean, fuck Marvel for a minute, right? But like, if...
Nah!
Because, I mean, you know, Dawn of Justice is going to make money, guaranteed, down the line.
Yeah.
But if it's a shite fucking movie, and it gets shit-canned by the fucking critics, to release something as shaky as fucking Suicide Squad, which the mainstream audience might not be so aware of, straight out the fucking gate...
Yeah, I guess
that
so.
That is a fucking ballsy move. I've got to give them props for it, if nothing else.
They probably should have went Flash or Aquaman.
You leave Aquaman to somewhere in the middle, too.
Just because it's Aquaman. But, fucking on that Suicide Squad note, they've got at least three mains that are close to signing.
I mean, they've packed it with stars by the looks of it. They're trying to pack it with stars.
Old Bane, fucking Tom Hardy is in there. Fucking Margot Robbie, that we spoke about her last week.
I don't know why you hate Margot Robbie, man.
I don't hate her.
Just because she was on an Australian soapy, you just can't be like that.
I never said that. Fuck you. Anyway, but the kind of shock one was because these are all actors and actresses aside from like fucking Ben Affleck that have only just recently come out in the last 5 to 10 years.
5 to 10 years is a pretty fucking long run. Like, Tom Hardy's been around for a goddamn while, you know what I mean?
I know, but really people like fucking Will Smith, who've been in the game since they were teenagers.
Tom Hardy hit it pretty young. Like, he's been in British cinema for a fucking long time.
Got to be close to 50.
Yeah, he's one of them fuckers who don't age.
I know.
Goddamn cocksucker.
Fucking kudos to him, you fucker.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Spend some time with your kids, motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
He's one of the fucking ones that are getting close to signing too. I don't think there's any official signing right now, but Will Smith, Tom Hardy, and Margot Robbie are in it. Apparently Ryan Gosling is linked, but they're not quite sure.
Haven't quite fucking dotted the I's and crossed the T's.
Yeah, pretty well.
Or crossed the I's and dotted the T's if you want
to. Yeah. Same shit, different fucking shit. Shit! But anyway, yeah, no, I thought I'd fucking pop that fucking casting bit of news in there.
And you know what got me really excited out of all of these fucking movies?
Shazam.
Right, no. No, fucking Shazam. Give you fucking Shazam.
Fuck.
No, right at the end of this slate, did you see that graphic that come out of every superhero movie that's coming out the next, like, fucking 8 years?
No.
Right at the end of it, Justice League Dark.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I was reading something about that too. Fuck. Oh, no, sorry, it was Dark Judges that I was looking at. Never mind, something to do with the Dread series and shit.
Oh, yeah, the fucking animated Dread sequel that they're fucking doing or something.
No, the fucking part of the TV series is going to be back. The fucking web series?
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a web series that got fucking, I think, yeah.
Guillermo.
I think Guillermo's going to do it.
Well, he wanted to do...
He had something to do with that because there was a whole thing about Day of Dread.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, and from that, they haven't put a fucking sequel up to the one with Keith Urban in it.
Yeah.
No, not Keith Urban, fucking... what's his face? Keith Urban's a fucking singer.
Carl Urban.
Carl Urban, that's the one.
You
fuck you. Anyway, yeah, Carl Urban's not 100% in it, nor...
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but I think it's going to be... yeah, the Dark Judges.
Yeah. So the reason I bring up fucking Justice League Dark is because Del Toro has been trying for the last couple of years, or talking about at least, of getting a Justice League Dark movie made. You know what I mean? And this is the one that's got Constantine and fucking Psycho and friggin' the Clairvoyant and all that sort of fucking shit in it. So the fact that that's fucking coming up is cool. And I hope fucking Guillermo does it, although is he going to have fucking time with the news that dropped this week?
I don't know.
Take it away, brother.
Well... not necessarily this week, but just recently, there was an interview with him, and he was talking about Pac Rim 2 and 3. And, there's definitely a Pac Rim 2 coming
which
out.
We knew.
There's,
that's old news.
He's done the fucking the rough edit, and they're going to write the screenplay and now, and they're starting pre-production in August, September next year.
Yep.
And they're going to start filming November, December.
Cool.
So, in between now and then, there's going to be that fucking Pac Rim animated series that we were talking about fucking ages ago.
Another thing.
And
to
he's
add
gone out and
slated
said
shit I'll watch.
That he's going to expand even more, and he's doing a Pac Rim 3 as well. So, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, no, that's fucking awesome, man. Fucking cool. It'd be nice little trilogy to round it out.
Yeah. Even if he fucking continues on, I'm all for it. Like,
yeah,
I love Pac Rim 1.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a good fucking movie. So, I fucking promised a certain author this week on Twitter that I'd read his new fucking book, Fade to Black.
Mm.
I am talking, of course, about Tim McBain. If you do follow us on Twitter, you'd see there was a bit of a fucking bit of a talk and shit about this book this week because he followed me on Twitter. I followed him. I can't fucking remember. Anyway, he hit me up and he's like, "Oh, fucking, you should read my book." So I downloaded the free sample and I read it and I fucking loved it. In fact, so I went and actually brought the fucking book. Telling you, Tim, if you're listening to this, I would love to be an advanced reader on your next fucking the rest of this series. So this book is called Fade to Black. It's the first book in what he's calling the Grobnagger Chronicles.
The what?
Grobnagger.
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 Okay.
The main character is called Tim Grobnagger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nah, look, man, this book was fucking... I quite enjoyed it, hey? I fucking really, 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 really did enjoy it. The basic fucking premise of the fucking story, it centers around this fella called fucking Tim Grobnagger, who, and I'll just read you the blurb. Live, die, repeat. Sound familiar? Dying violent deaths over and over again totally blows. Loner Jeff Grobnagger has learned this the hard way. Every time he has a seizure, because he has like grand mal fucking seizures, and then he just sort of pops into this fucking, these dreams where a hooded man strangles him and kills him. He runs, he fights, he hides. No matter what he does, his efforts end in a pretty bad case of death. When somebody tries to kill him in real life, he realizes what happens with the hooded man isn't just a dream. Dude, please stop killing me. Who is the hooded man, and who has tried to kill Grubnagger in real life?
Arrow.
His quest for answers leads to a missing girl, cults obsessed with astral projection, and an arcane puzzle sphere, an evil book, a private detective named Lewis, and a mustache man named Glenn that makes the best Martini you've ever tasted. Yep, if it weren't for all the horrific deaths, Jeff Grubnagger would be having the time of his life. So, I can sum this up in the writing style in fucking one crossover. It's very Chuck Palahniuk versus the Dean Koontz Odd Thomas series.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very fucking reminiscent. Like, it sort of reads in a mix. The way he writes is very, very fucking similar. You know what I mean? Like, it's full of all this weird sort of fucking symbology and it's about this dude who has seizures and goes into a dream and someone's trying to kill him. You know what I mean? And he doesn't know what's going on.
So how often do these seizures happen and why?
Well, this is the thing.
Spoilers, just in case.
He's rather vague on it. Like, it took me probably 3 or 4 chapters to really get a grip on fucking how he fucking... Like, and it's down to how he writes. Like, because he sort of... He doesn't treat the reader like an idiot, and it's more revealed as you go along in the book, which I fucking quite like.
Yeah.
Because I don't like being treated like a fucking child.
But you also don't want to be fucking left behind and not...
Yeah, so, I mean, it does take 3 or 4 chapters to sort of get a grip, you know? Like, he was having these seizures once every now and then, and now they've hit, you know, every day or so, or every couple of days, and fucking... He doesn't know why he's having these seizures or what the fuck to go is with what happens when he goes into these seizures, and little bits by little bits get fucking revealed as you go along, and fucking... I like it. It's really easy to read. Like, it took me 2 days to read the first fucking book, which at the moment is on sale for $1 through the Amazon store until November 20th.
Cool.
So it's $1 to read the fucking digital edition, which is the only way you can read them at the moment because he hasn't got paperbacks out yet.
There's a lot of people doing that now, eh?
Well, fuck, we live in an age where you can, you know what I mean? Like, why the fuck not? You know what I mean? You don't have to fucking track down a publisher, or you don't have to try and self-publish. You've got these international companies set up. I mean, I'm sure the residuals and the fucking royalties are shit, but it gets your work out there. You know what I mean? And he is a fucking good author. Now, he did write this with another author by the name of L.T. Vargas, who, from what I can understand, is his missus, because he's written, I think, all three of his books they've written together.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I did try and get look into him just a little bit, and I mean, you know, it's my own fault because I only fucking, this has all happened since fucking, what, Thursday, and it's Saturday now. So yeah,
you read books like a fucking champ.
Well, I do read books like a fucking boss, but the only fucking bio I can find on him is his own bio that he says, people say your author bio should tell the world why you write. I write because life is short. I want to make something awesome before I die.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Doesn't anyone.
Well, that's it, man. It's short, succinct, it's to the fucking point, and I'm hooked. So, he released book one and book two a day apart.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Have you read book two?
No, I only found out book two was available tonight when I was doing a bit of research just before the podcast started, because I'm unorganized.
Me too.
But I went and paid the $6 or $7 fucking Australian dollars to download the second book, because I'm fucking officially hooked on this story, man. I need to know now, you know what I mean? It ends in a way... That legitimately leaves a lot more questions than fucking answers.
Yeah.
But not in a fuck you cunt sort of way. It's just, oh shit.
Well, we've got to read the second one.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't anger you that you need to read, fuck, keep reading. And especially because he says on front, it's 5 books. You know what I mean? They're easy to digest. They're fucking easy to fucking read. The story is this nice little fucking package that he writes fucking wonderfully. I've got to give it to him, you know what I mean? Like, I, to be honest, I can't see him winning no Pulitzer Prizes or hitting the fucking New York Best Times bestseller list anytime fucking soon, but if you are looking for something a little bit fucking different to read, highly recommend you go out and read this book. The only thing I've got to say is I think his editor fucking might have been up him about the amount of fucking cursing in it. Because he'll go, fuck, 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 and then F this. or F that, or effing this.
Oh, really?
Just randomly throughout it. It'll, instead of using fuck, you'll go F. Which is a little...
E-F-F?
Yeah, E-double-F. To stand for F this, you know what I mean? Like, you would speak around fucking... Yeah. You know,
what you do with around children.
Yeah, it was a little bit weird. But, I mean, other than that, I could roll with it. And it's all told from the first person. Like, it's told from this Grubnagger's perspective.
Yep.
And he is a bit of a tortured fucking soul. Not necessarily, you know, bad shit's happened to him. He's just a... enough fucked up that you can relate to without going, you're too messed up for me. You know what I mean?
You're fucked like Max Payne, cunt.
Yeah. There's no Max Payne sort of fucking drama in the life. It's just the dude's a fucking injured creature and it's of his own doing, which is great. And there's a couple of twists and turns in this book that just come out of left field. And that's what I mean. It leaves you with a lot more questions and you're like, huh?
Yeah.
But what? What? So I've already brought the second book. I'm going to finish this fucking series. I might do. Well, I'll probably talk about the second book next week because I have it finished.
Yeah.
Probably by fucking Tuesday, knowing the fucking way I read. And oh man, I'm fucking full and solid fucking hooked on this fucking.
Sinker.
I am, man. I am. Like it did take a little bit to get into and get used to the writing style.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell there needs to be there's a little bit of polish that could be put on his fucking style of writing, but once you get into the groove, it's fucking brilliant. You know what I mean? The same thing could be said for, you know, writers like Chuck Palahniuk, or well, not so much Dan Coates, but Palahniuk especially, because he wrote, you know, Fight Club.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes a bit to get used to that sort of frenetic sort of style of writing, but once you get fucking into the mode, you fucking get your fucking hook, line, and sinker, you know what I mean? And just... Yeah, the questions it raises are a little bit fucking... You know what I mean? Oh, it's right up my alley. Like, I got to say, it is fucking the kind of shit I do enjoy to read because it's not your normal sort of straight-up action or thriller or horror or fucking...
You like to have to fucking think.
Yeah,
and
like...
question shit. And
like I said, in relation to the Odd Thomas series by Dean Koontz, the thing that shits me about them books is they're so fucking hard to read. Sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, it's no War and Peace, but I've got to pay attention when I read the Odd Thomas books.
Yeah,
because he does fucking go on in a way that is kind of fucking jarring to fucking how you think a book should flow.
Yeah,
whereas this has got the same sort of it hits the same sort of marks and style, but it's a lot fucking easier to follow. Yep. You know what I mean? Especially because I tend to read in
very
a multi-
fucking quickly.
Well, I read quick. I mean, I pay attention and all the rest of it, but I tend to multitask while I'm reading.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll listen to music or I'll be watching fucking TV with half an eye, reading the book with the other half an eye, or I'll be fucking doing something at work and I'll be reading while I'm working or fucking not driving because that's stupid, but you know what I mean? Like, I tend to do other fucking tasks while I do it. You know what I mean? And I also read before I go to bed. I read for fucking an hour and a half before I go to bed. That's what puts me to fucking sleep.
Mm.
This is the kind of book I can't read before I go to sleep because I tend to want to keep turning the page, so to speak. So, all in all, I give this book a motherfucking... I give it an A.
Nice solid A.
Nice solid A. It'll good get shit. An A+ if his style evolves just that little bit more. Just a little bit of polish. But, I mean, if he doesn't give it a little bit of polish, I'm still going to read everything he's written, or going to write. Well, him and L.T. Vargas, of course, I suppose.
Well, given it's not a fucking C or a D, like, fuck, an A is pretty fucking good. It's next to near fucking perfect.
Well, like I said, it's one of the first books I've actually brought in a fucking while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, gone out and outlaid a fucking number of dollars on, fucking straight out the bat.
Yeah.
Without fucking looking too much into it. And he's not what you call a fucking A-list sort of author. He's just... some random dude I happened to stumble upon, and I'm so happy I did stumble upon him. So yeah, no, look, Tim and LT, if you're listening, fucking love your work, fellas. You got yourself a fan right here, and I'm gonna keep pushing your shit.
Nice.
For sure.
So last but not least.
Well, kinda last. Certainly not least. Constantine finally came back on TV this week.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Whoops. Yes. No. Fucking
not going to spend too much time on this because we did fucking watch...
We did watch the leaked... Well, there was a difference between the leaked fucking showing and the original... the first episode.
only right at the very fucking end. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, everybody, I think, seen the fucking leaked fucking working copy pilot.
As with the fucking Flash pilot.
With the Flash pilot. The only difference was this, you could tell, was a work copy, not an actual fucking screener, so to speak, which is what I got Flash was. Because you could tell that a lot of the effects weren't finished and really kind of shitey sort of fucking quality. So, you know, this came on TV just yesterday as of time of recording, and I fucking downloaded it because I wanted to see, A, the everything finished.
Yep.
You know, that extra shine on the fucking effects, so to speak, and there was only one fucking sequence that shat me, which I'm not going to fucking talk about, but there was one sequence that didn't look any different that kind of pissed me off, but...
No.
It's a TV show, not fucking movie, so I can deal with it. I'm a big boy. And the ending, of course, fucking changed.
Yeah.
Mainly because the one of the actresses they had cast as the lead ended up fucking leaving as of in between fucking when that pilot was done and fucking now. The feeling I got from the leaked copy was that she was set up to be at least a recurring character, if not a lead, and now she's got nothing more to do with it.
Well, I vaguely remember she might not have been in it very much.
Yeah, I
have a feeling that you and I spoke about it and she wasn't slated for that many shows.
Well, she was slated to be a fucking recurring, I think.
Yeah, but not very often.
Yeah, but they sort of fucked it off completely. And the way they did it was quite well. And I didn't even realise this till just now, but Ben McCreary, our favourite little composer, did the fucking music for it.
Yeah, I read that. He retweeted some of the fucking Constantine shit on Twitter.
Which makes sense.
Woo!
So,
love Ben McCreary.
Not one I'm going to be able to watch with the kids. Well, I'll watch it with my oldest, but I'm not going to watch it with the kids. It's certainly going to take over The Strain and Salem until Salem's back on, I think, to watch with the missus, though. So, look, man, cool. I'm fucking pumped. I honestly think Matt Ryan does a fucking brilliant... Oh, that was it. There was another scene they added.
Oh, really?
After the scene they changed, there was another scene they added that had what looked to be actual artwork from the comics done by the Clairvoyant, which is a sort of a... She's got a name, but I can't remember it. Which is the lead-in to fucking Justice League Dark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's that little fucking lead-in right at the very, very fucking end. Like, with Flash, how they keep hinting at the Flashpoint event.
Yeah,
which is what rebooted the DC comic universe. They did the same thing with Constantine with Justice League Dark. There's these little fucking hints right at the very fucking end. I'm like, oh, my God. First thing I noticed was, shit, that's comic artwork. And then it pulled out, and I'm like, oh, my fucking God. Oh. I know who that is. Fuck. Shit. So, you know, and Matt Ryan does a brilliant fucking job as John Constantine, fucking Harold Perrineau.
Yeah, I've got to give him props. I was a bit skeptical.
Oh, dude, he fucking does it well.
Fucking A.
Like, he's one of the comics that I used to get in my local library.
Yeah.
A fair bit, like Swamp Thing and fucking Hellblazer, I think it's called.
Yeah, I think it's Hellblazer.
And the Justice League Dark comics. I've read a couple of the trades that were in the fucking local libraries.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I mean, it's always good to see Harold Perrineau, you get a bit of work. Who plays the angel that he's fucking with the whole way through it. Fucking Charles Holford does a pretty decent job as Chaz Handler. Zed Martin, that's her name. Old Zed. That's the Clairvoyant at the fucking end of it.
I'm gonna call her Z.
She's apparently going to be a main cast member by the fucking looks of it, from what I'm fucking reading here. Which is cool. You know, that lends itself very fucking heavily to them turning this into, at some stage or another, Justice League Dark, which is just fucking great. So definitely go check that out. That's on NBC or your nearest
iTunes store.
Hurry, site. Depending on fucking where you live or how impatient you are or what fucking subscription you got. What did you reckon, bro? Oh, you didn't see it, did you?
No, I didn't see the fucking reworked.
Fair enough.
I'm still a fan. Fucking, I saw the leaked show.
And I'll freely admit that movie with Keanu Reeves, even though it's got fuck all to nothing to do with the actual comics, is the reason I got into John Constantine in the first place.
Because
that movie was well done, even though it had nothing to do with it aside from the concept.
Well, I'm a secret fan of Keanu.
I'm not a secret fan. I'm an adamant fan of Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
And he's doing great for himself, isn't he? Getting a hit of resurgence. In fact, going back to your Doctor Strange thing, I've heard his name being bandied about.
Oh, yeah, he did too.
Just the last day or two.
There was an interview that he fucking debunked. He's like, I don't know where it come from.
I don't know, man.
My favorite fucking character was... fucking Wolverine. He wanted to play Wolverine back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to see that fucking audition tape. Jeez.
So, but no, he said, "Oh, you got a good Wolverine, so fuck it."
I'm the best at what I do, but
whoa.
What I do is not very good. Yeah. Couldn't help myself.
Sake.
So we'll fuck it. We'll talk about something you have seen that I ended up binge watching because I fucking had it lined up on my DVR.
Oh my god!
They didn't kill Sean Bean.
That's right.
Let's just drink to them not killing Sean Bean for a second.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So fucking high five for not killing Sean Bean. He's dude. It's fucking... It's great. I love
Who am I?
Who am... Yeah, well, aside from the fucking... the whole who am I for the first two or three episodes.
Which they used in every single fucking... They used it as a starting. It's only in their shape me with this show. The only thing. And that's
previously on Legends.
Who am I? Tell me who I am. That is... And that's a pretty fucking small thing to be fucking annoyed about with a show. Really.
It's the only thing that's going to annoy you, though. Oh, aside from his... One of his fucking legends... But we won't go into that. Fucking...
Well, we are. Fuck it. You know what? This is a great time to throw up the spoiler alert because we are going to get pretty spoiler heavy. It's the last thing of the show. So if you don't want to be spoiled by this great show, maybe turn off now. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, well, go and watch it and then come back to us.
Yeah.
But anyway, for a TV series made for someone who plays a whole heap of characters, at least one every two episodes... He fucking does an excellent job, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Sean Bean is a good fucking actor. This is the thing that's always been my problem with it, is he is a great fucking actor. He plays a certain type so fucking well, and it's always a pity to watch him get fucking creamed.
On that topic, that certain type topic, there was a character, Lem Barlow, that he played. He was a pretty hard-out fucking cowboy.
You're not a fan, eh?
Wasn't a fan, didn't pull it off as far as I'm concerned, but he only played it for like fucking all of 10 minutes, so other than that, he was fucking Martin Odom. And
then someone else, who I won't reveal.
And then someone else. But aside from fucking Sean Bean being a fucking great actor and asset to this fucking show, it's good to see Ali Larter.
Yeah, it's always good to see her get a bit of work. Jeez.
Because I think the last thing I seen her in was literally fucking Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Nah, Heroes. She was in Heroes.
Well, I never watched Heroes, remember?
Oh, well, there you go. She was in Heroes. This is the fucking only reason I watched the last fucking season or two.
Well, there you go.
I'm going to admit it. Fucking, who else? Oh,
Tina Majorino.
Yeah, she was quite good. I think she's a relative
fucking haircut
newcomer.
Shat me for the first three episodes, hey. Seriously? Fuck that.
Oh, come on now.
Nah, it fucking shot me to tears. Literally. Every time I seen her, I cringed.
Steve Harris was fucking pretty great as the friggin' head of the department.
Mm.
And fucking Morris Chestnut. I fucking quite enjoyed him.
He always
him
plays
this.
Like the detective kind of.
Yeah, he always plays a sort of fucking hard ass fucking.
He was
detective.
In. Fucking. Was it. What's that fucking TV show with, the. Oh, fuck! It's not NYPD Blue. It's fucking. Not Law and Order.
Kick-Ass 2, Boys in the Hood.
Law and Order SVU.
No, maybe? He was in The Call. No. American Horror Story, V. He was good in V, actually. Fuck, I completely forgot he was in that. Sorry, I'm doing the IMDb now.
Yeah, it was in a TV series.
Cave,
with,
Ladder 49.
Who was that guy that played fucking Robin opposite George Clooney?
What?
Who played Robin in Batman opposite George Clooney?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch any of the last few movies.
Oh, fuck! I can't remember his name.
It would have been fucking O'Donnell.
Yeah. He plays opposite him in one of the fucking cop shows.
No. You're thinking of LL Cool J in NCIS.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck. Well, there you go.
You racist fuck! Motherfucker.
I'm not racist.
All look alike, do they?
No. Steve Harris doesn't look like LL Cool J.
Oh, shit.
All right, so I got confused. Fuck
yeah, let's get back on fucking target, shall we? Stay on target.
Fuck.
So, look, if you didn't know what this show was about, just to give you a quick bit of a fucking rundown, Fucking Sean Bean plays a FBI agent, undercover FBI
deep
agent. Deep undercover FBI agent who, you know, picks a different fucking character depending on the mission, which they call legends for their undercover fucking, you know, roles or whatever have you. And a mysterious stranger causes him to question his belief as to who he is and fucking what he's doing.
Yeah, he questions his true identity and whether he's actually playing a legend himself.
Which is where the name comes from, yeah.
Yeah. So further on down the track, they get a little bit deeper into it and they realize that he was part of this massive fucking scandal in Vietnam. And
it's all conspiracy and...
Yeah, it's all pretty well all conspiracy and he becomes...
obsessed because he's fallen apart. Like, by the time we catch up to him, his life is in a shambles. He's split from his wife. He's failed all the psych tests.
Who is in on it?
He's having troubles separating himself from the roles, I suppose you'd call it. He's separating his legends from his real life, and then he basically finds out that who he thinks he is in fact a legend in itself, or at least no, that's what happens.
Yeah, what happens. He realizes
that his role, that Martin Odom, is in fact a legend in itself, and the whole series bases itself around him finding out, you know,
that he's not
whether
really
he is who he thinks he is or not.
Yeah, he starts finding a lot of inconsistencies with his history and whatnot, and then starts having flashbacks.
Yeah,
and he comes close to trying to find out almost finding out who he is a couple of times, but that lo and behold, someone either gets murdered or fucking yeah.
And by the time he finds out who he is, oh my God. Like, because like I said, I'd fucking had the intention of watching this week to week.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out like that, so I had them all saved up. And then when I sat down, because you're like, oh, it's finished, I'm like, shit. So I watched two episodes, and then I sat up and binge-watched the rest of the fucking season.
Gets you hooked, doesn't it?
Oh, man, it sucked at work the next day, because I was up till 4 a.m. watching. Because I said to myself, just one more episode. Just one more episode. Then I looked at me watch and I had three episodes going. Like, fuck it, it's midnight. I may as well finish it now.
See, up until the last one, he hasn't actually figured out who he is yet, has he?
Well, he's kind of figured it out.
He knows who he is, but he doesn't know his name.
He's figured out where he's come from. He still doesn't know who he is. So he's halfway there in his battle, which I imagine it would continue on to a second season if NBC gives him a second season, which NBC should give him a second season.
Didn't. 10
episodes just isn't enough. So, bro, what did you give Legends Season 1? Are we killing Sean Bean or are we letting him go for another fucking season?
We're letting him go for another season. Three seasons. Fuck it, why not? I'll give him a solid A.
A solid A?
A solid A. Wasn't an A+.
Why not? What dragged it from the top, Mark?
Oh, there was a couple of things that fucking annoyed me. One was the fucking...
Do tell.
Len Barlow. That character fucking shat me.
Seriously? One character who turned up for fucking 20 minutes?
Why not?
Because
I'm not going to give it an A plus for fucking.
It's like 10 hours of quality television. You're going to knock him a full mark because of fucking one character.
Yep.
You fuckers.
Well, what do you give it? You give it an A plus?
I do give it an A+, man. I really fucking enjoyed it.
Oh, I did not enjoy it. I don't give it a fucking F.
The pacing was slow enough to keep you in suspense without fucking pissing you off.
Like, I love the fact that fucking he didn't necessarily play a different legend every fucking episode.
Yeah.
Which would have shat me more.
Which was a bit of a shock because I was expecting the way they set it up in the first episode was as a...
One each episode, yeah.
A week-to-week episodic sort of fucking thing. You know, this week I'm going to be this character. Next week I'm going to be this character. And the week after I'm going to be this character. And there's going to be this overarching theme of who am I? Who am I? Whereas
tell me who I am.
They carried it on 2-3 episodes long. You know what I mean? And it they kept on callbacks to this legend and that legend. And watching the transformation, I think I said this when this first came out, fucking 10 odd weeks ago.
Yeah.
Watching Sean Bean, or watching Martin Odom, the character, get into these different legends, and just the process that he would go, the story he would tell, and watching him slowly fucking sink through this 5-minute fucking monologue.
Even the first episode beautiful. When he came out of fucking legend after that. And he had to go back in for the same one. And he was telling everyone at the fucking station, about his history and all that, and he started changing his fucking
the way his voice would talk, the body posture would talk, the accent would change,
his fucking little mannerisms changed and all that sort of shit.
These little changes would come along while he was talking, and by the time he finished his monologue on fucking who this legend was,
yeah, they're like, what the fuck,
he was the legend, you know what I mean? It was just fucking magic. But
he didn't realize he was the legend. They're like, you do realize what? He's like, what?
Well, the people who knew,
yeah,
were worried. And I mean, there was a conspiracy fucking, like, no, the conspiracy was there that didn't end up playing out how you thought, which I really dug. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't go the way you thought it was going to go without being the whole, oh, random left turn because we've written ourselves into a corner thing. It fucking was well thought out.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know, and I mean, what he did in character is hard to do out of fucking character, you know what I mean? It's hard enough for an actor to do that at the best of times, but to do it in character, to go from one in character to another in character, like this real meta sort of fucking thing that you're watching, was just magic to watch.
Oh yeah, I'll give him fucking props for that.
Yeah,
A plus for that, but fucking yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. It didn't. The whole series overall didn't warrant an A plus for me, but I fucking loved it.
Nah, the whole thing fucking did, like, you know what I mean? I really fucking enjoy it. I can't fault it. I really can't. Even the douchey fucking cowboy character, which is what your problem is. I was like, yeah, okay, fair enough. He's you know, cowboy accent's a bit fucking weak, but he's a hardcore Brit. And the fact that they didn't really explain how a Brit was working for the FBI.
Yeah.
Until, like, the very fucking end, and or how, you know, the Brit ended up working for the FBI was the only two things aside from, who am I? You know, but other than that, you know, fuck, solid A plus. Solid A plus.
There you go.
I lost my voice there for a minute.
Fucking hell.
Oh my God.
It's getting late.
It is getting late. It's hitting time. So, my brother, where can they find us?
They can find us by heading over to www.thedrunkenbeardsman.com, where you'll find all the extras, including written and audio reviews of all booze reviews
Isn't
from the
it
show.
Isn't handy having that fucking website?
Isn't it?
Can I just stop there for a second? I'm finding that website so fucking handy. Our outro used to last 5 fucking minutes. Find us here, find us there, find us over here, find us over there. Fuck it. You know what? Go to the website. The only things you're not going to find on the website on how to follow us on the social media is our own personal fucking Twitter accounts. Now, have you changed yours again this week, or is it still the same one?
It's going to stay the same. Dude.
What's your Twitter account, bro?
Unofficial_JD. And what's yours?
And of course, you can find me always at The Drunkle Dan on the Twitter. So that's us for this week. You're going to find us here again next week on the same drunk channel at the same bearded time. And remember,
stay bearded and beautiful, people.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of R vs. R Media. Theme song is Touch Me in the Beard and is provided with much gratitude by The Beards. Find more of their stuff at www.thebeards.com.au. Remember to go ahead and check out the website at www.thedrunkenbeardsman.com, where you'll find all our booze reviews, rants, and previous episodes of the podcast. Tingles up and down your spine. Tears well up, emotions flow. Don't be scared, just let it all go. This is the moment dreams come true. So do I want to do?